It's Thursday, and on Thursday we've got to find out what's doing around the Singleton LGA today. It is Mayor Sue Moore joining us. Sue, are you well?
Yeah, well, thanks, Andrew. Another week of lockdown. Nothing changes, does it? It's hard to actually keep track of which day is which sometimes.
Absolutely. Right. Now, how is COVID impacting on the services in Singleton?
Probably no different than anywhere else. It's different for everyone, and we're continuing to follow directions. The Singleton community's been great in doing so. A number of people are lining up to get vaccinated, which is great, so that's fantastic. There's also, of course, the uncertainty around the lockdown, and we've had to put off our free mattress day pickup that was planned, and also the tyre pickup, but they will happen again, so don't stress about that. Also, the Emergency Services Expo, unfortunately, has been delayed till March next year, so keep an eye out for those things. We will get back. We will get back to these things. They won't be forgotten forever. So, hang in there, everyone, and we will get through this.
In the meantime, there's some surveys to do.
Yes. Well, we're very mindful of the impacts on the businesses, of course. So we like to survey the community and understand what more Singleton Council can do. To help you through this, working with the Chamber of Commerce, of course. So the survey's available on the council website and social media, and a newsletter will be sent out directly to all businesses, letting them know about that. So that's particularly related to the COVID and the business support. But there's also the Create Singleton survey, which kids can get involved in, and prizes to be won there. So don't go past that, because we are planning the future for our children, so we'd like to know what our children want to see in the future and how it should look, how they feel it should look like.
Absolutely.
And this morning I noticed a regional disaster preparedness program survey, so I took 5 minutes to do that. It's well worthwhile and a great initiative to be able to survey the community of every two or three times a year to understand how the community is prepared and what their understanding is of being prepared for disasters. So we don't think about disasters until we're in the middle of one, but planning for them is essential.
Absolutely true. Now, we can access all those surveys via the council website?
Yes, that's right.
And finally, you've got some recognition for sustainability.
Yeah, we've got bronze recognition for our Sustainability Advantage scheme. So This is great news, and I totally congratulate staff for being able to bring about as being recognised in this status. And it's not something that the wider community would know about, but it's very much celebrated within the council. The bronze recognition, of course, is brought about from our sustainability focus, and that's through our sustainability guidelines, putting the LED light programs through, the Waste Management Facility initiative, such as the mattress muster and the tyre drop-off. So these are great things that our community, as I said, would not necessarily know about that's happening, but congratulations to the staff, and I'm sure we'll be elevated to silver status very soon the way our staff have been working through these programs. So thank you very much to them for doing so.
Well, well done to everybody there at Singleton Council. Sue Moore, as always, thank you very much for keeping us up to date with what's doing around Singleton Council. You have a good day.
Thanks, Andrew. You too. Stay safe.